Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, our theme for this program is hope for a new day. You know, hope seems to be lacking in most of our world, doesn't it? But how about you? Is hope a lost virtue in your life? All of us, at some time in our lives, deals with a crisis that tends to steal our hope. And for some, the crisis is overwhelming. A hurricane, a flood, a devastating fire, tragic car accident, a bombing. And for others, crises are more intimate. The death of a loved one, or the disappointment of a lost relationship, a lost dream, a lost job. No matter their size, crises can make people feel that God's abandoned them. How could God allow this to happen, they wonder. Why doesn't God come through and answer my prayers? Well, if you're feeling that way right now, don't worry. You're not alone. And a common reaction to crisis is fear of abandonment. You think, I've lost everything. No one can help me now. Even God's not coming through. Well, I have good news for you. I just checked my Bible, and there are over 131 verses in the Bible that assures us that we can have hope in God. And after this song, I'm going to share a few of those verses with you. But now here is a song full of hope. It's written as though Jesus is talking to us. Some of the words are, "Go ahead, mock my name. My love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free. Yes, I'll rise again." Yes, and that's Jesus speaking to you. So here's Gary McSpadden singing for you, "I'll Rise Again."
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead, say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see. Death can't keep me in the ground. that you were wrong. Go ahead and try to hide the sun, but all
Jesus is saying to all of us, my love for you is still the same. That's such a comfort, isn't it? You know, I'm talking about keeping our hope in God, knowing that we are loved. You know, when all of life seems to be crumbling around us, knowing God loves us, that His love is steadfast, encourages us to keep our hope in Him. Probably one of my favorite verses to help me keep hope is from the old prophet Jeremiah. He quotes the Lord and writes, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." Yes, God says that to us. My plans are to give you a future and a hope. You know, sometimes when life seems so hard, it's almost like we can't see the good things in our lives. We're so overwhelmed with our problems. The Apostle Paul was often whipped, ridiculed, put in prison over and over. And yet in his letter to the church at Ephesus, he wrote a prayer for them, which is my prayer for you. He wrote, "I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you." Yes, my friend, I pray that you may know the hope to which He has called you. There is a wonderful song that Paul could have written. The theme comes through his writings over and over. And it says, "Jesus, I believe what you said." A few of the lyrics are, "Though the world should all forsake me, I will never fear or dread, for you said that you'd go with me, and Jesus, I believe what you said. I believe you really love me. I believe you really care. I believe you died to save me, and at death's crossing, you'll be there." Now here's Evie Carlson singing for you, "Jesus, I believe what you said."
I will never fear or dread.
Oh, what a wonderful song. I hope you can say with me and with the singer Evie, Jesus, I believe what you said, especially when you remember that he loves you. I'm Samantha Landy, and I'm talking about keeping your hope in God on this program, Psalms of Hope. You know, sometimes after a crisis, we may find ourselves terribly anxious, unable to think or function in a constructive way. We may dwell on our problems over and over, and our thoughts and attitude can become very negative. It even affects our relationships. Well, when my problems seem overwhelming and distract me from living like I want to, what do? It is this, even if I don't feel like it. I take just a few moments to find a chair in a quiet place, open my Bible to the 46th Psalm. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, after reading that scripture out loud, I usually take a deep breath and realize I have to choose to be still. And then I read the rest of the chapter out loud. And then I often turn to the 23rd Psalm or others as I read out loud. And I ask God to take the worrisome thoughts from my mind and replace them with his peace that passes all understanding. Reading out loud helps my ears to hear what I'm saying, and then it goes into my heart and mind. And listening to God-honoring music like I play on this program will also help you when you're in crisis. You may feel that you're unworthy of God's help. After all, you know you, and it's not a pretty picture. But there is a wonderful song I want to play for you now, and it asks the question, who am I that Jesus would die for me? So, let's listen to the Dove Quartet singing it for you now. Who am I?
When I think how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I. Have done. he'd go. For who am I?
Who am I?
Oh, what a blessing to listen to the rich sounds of the Dove Quartet. I'm talking about keeping our hope strong in the middle of difficult circumstances. Throughout everyone's life, we will experience times of great loss. Like when my friend Betty's only son died and her loss is so fresh and she doesn't know if she can handle life without him. If you find yourself in grief these days, when you mourn the loss of a loved one or have some other significant loss in your life, may I assure you, God wants to be with you and heal you of your despair and grief. So when you feel yourself overwhelmed by sorrow, pray and ask God to heal your wounded heart. If you find it hard to pray in the depths of your despondency, don't worry. Just pour it all out to God as a hurt child does to a parent. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry at your situation. Just don't stay there forever. Each day, take time to read the Psalms. King David experienced all kinds of loss, and yet he too learned to trust God to bring him through. And you'll find that one day you will look back on your sorrow as someone who has crossed a stormy sea to a calm shore, and you can breathe again. And along with David in Psalm 46, you can say, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Be still and know that I am God. Well, there's an old song that I remember from childhood. Some of the words are, whispering hope, oh, how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. May your hurting heart reach for hope and rejoice too, as you listen to the song, Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting words. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till life's tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine.
Whispering hope,
oh how
powerful words in that song, hope for the sunshine tomorrow after the shower is gone, whispering hope. You know, sometimes that's all we have, isn't it? Just a glimmer, just a whisper of hope. Well, one of the best ways I've found to recover from a crisis is to reach out to others. This may sound a little crazy after all, you're the one who's hurting. You're the one who's experienced loss. But how do we do this? Well, first reach out to God and ask Him for discernment to see others who need your help. And then look around. There's always someone in need. If your area has been devastated by some disaster, help wherever you can. If you've lost a loved one, think about encouraging others. It may seem strange, but the more you give, the more you grow and become healed. On your own, this may be hard to do, but remember the scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And with His help, you can do anything. And Jesus also said in John 14:1, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. You know, the key to surviving a crisis is hope. Hope that knows Jesus loves you. Hope that He is right now working on your behalf. Hope that the future you place in His hands will be better than your present circumstances. And dear friends, soon you will pass from night into hope for a new day. Well, our time together is over. Do email me or write to me. It helps me to know you're out there, and I so appreciate your letters. And I really appreciate each one of you who wrote in these last few weeks to let me know you're listening. And if this is your first time to write to me, I'll send you a book that I've written. So stay tuned. The announcer will give you the website again and our mailing address. So do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.